Wizz Air, the budget airline, has launched an all-you-can-fly subscription, offering customers unlimited flights for an annual fee of €500. The unlimited flight deal would give customers the opportunity to travel to destinations in Europe, North Africa, the Middle East and Asia by booking an unlimited flight at least 3 days in advance. Joining us is Owen Curry, travel journalist and editor of Travel Extra. Owen, I can already see the horror on the faces of environmental campaigners. How will this work?
Good afternoon. It sounds very exciting, doesn't it? There are a couple of drawbacks, as there always are on these occasions. There's only 10,000 of these tickets available. They're distributed around the places that Wizz fly. Wizz don't fly to Ireland. They withdrew from Ireland in 2013. But they also require a €10. It's a charge every time you do book 3 days in advance. So it does look like it's going to inject quite a bit of cash into Wizz's coffers at a time of the year when the summer bonanza for that airlines enjoy every year is coming to an end, without causing too many bureaucratic problems down the line, because I can tell you travel passes and flying cards have caused immense hassle for the aviation industry down through the years.
And is that why they're doing this then, to try and get some money up front?
Usually it's cash. Very famously in 1981, American Airlines sold for $250,000 a lifetime pass, which you could buy and fly for the rest of your life. It proved that a better deal for the customers than from the airlines. And they're still in the process of trying to wind that system down. One of the people who bought it would be Michael Dell, the industrialist who set up the plant in Limerick. You see it occasionally. You see it when places where aviation is important for commuting. Norway is a good example. Big, long country. You can buy effectively what would be a leap card for flying, but it tends to be limited to one route. Quite unusual what Wizz are doing, where they've opened it to all their network throughout Europe.
At a time, though, when people are being urged to fly less, is there something, I don't know, distasteful about a scheme that encourages people to fly as much as possible?
We are flying more. We're not actually back to where we were pre-pandemic. So I don't think this will be a contributor to a massive increase in flying. What it looks like, Rachel, is that, you know, certain of the Wizz routes have a pretty low load factor by industry standards. The average across the industry is 82%, but most low-cost airlines are looking for more than 90%. I think what will happen is when the plane is flying anyway and there is availability, they've used this as a scheme to fill up those empty seats with some of their flyers, their frequent flyers.
All right, Owen Curry, travel journalist. Thanks very much for talking to us.